Folks, a cup of cold water is something that in this nation of ours, we maybe don't hold in high esteem or with great value. You can turn on the tap and receive hot water or cold water on demand. And with the rainfall we get in this nation with all the lakes and all the rivers, we maybe don't think that a cup of cold water is of much worth or of much value. But if you were in a desert, if you were in the middle of the Sahara Desert, for example, and you were starving, and you were absolutely parched, and your tongue was sticking to the roof of your mouth, and you desperately needed to get fluid into your system, a cup of cold water like this, in that scenario, would be worth more to you in practical terms than a bag of diamonds. It's all about perspective. In Luke chapter 16, 19 through 31, the Lord Jesus Christ told a story. I believe it was a true story about two men on opposite ends of the social spectrum and the spiritual spectrum. The Bible says there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen. He fared sumptuously every day, and there was laid at his gate a beggar named Lazarus, and he was full of sores. And he desired to be fed from the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. And you can read that story for yourself in Luke 16, 19 through 31, where the Saviour opens a window on eternity. And whenever that rich man died, the Bible says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy upon me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. One drop of cold water in a lost eternity was exceedingly valuable. So we ought never to undermine just a cup of cold water, how valuable it is, especially to those that are thirsty. So much so that in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, in verse number 42, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, said, and whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only, in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Some of you that are listening, maybe look at your life and think, I don't have much to give. I don't have much to offer. I'm not rich. I'm not wealthy. I'm not gifted. I'm not talented. I'm not eloquent. I'm not a good organizer. I'm not good with technology. Maybe you're somewhat shy and retiring, and we can understand all of those things perfectly. But because of that, some of you think that you've got very little to offer the Lord. Dear friends, can I remind you today that little is much when God is in it? And here the Saviour said in Matthew chapter 10, in that last verse of the chapter, that those who give a cup of cold water, even in the name of a disciple, shall not lose their reward. I was visiting earlier in the hospital a dear brother who's gone through quite major surgery, and he sort of said in the course of the conversation that he was like one of those cup of cold water disciples. Didn't have much to offer. But dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ does not despise the least of offerings whenever it is given for his honour and for his glory. Sure, they do not mention the woman that threw her two mites into the offering plate at the treasury and said that this woman hath given more than everybody else, because even the people who gave a lot financially were giving of their abundance. But this woman gave of her want. She needed those two mites for herself, but she gave them for the glory of God and for the extension of his kingdom. Never despise the least that you can do. Little as much when God is in it. You might be like myself and you don't view yourself as being gifted or talented. You're maybe not a 10 talent guy or a 5 talent guy or even a 2 talent guy. You might be a 1 talent guy. You can just give a cup of cold water. You might just be a warm person that welcomes people to church. You quietly pray for others. You give what you can of your time and tithes and talents. You seek to be an encourager. You seek to witness and live a godly life. And you seek to do what you can. It might be a very small role, not even noticed by many, but you will not lose your reward, because even a cup of cold water given for the glory of God and in the Saviour's name, God will honour that. May God bless you today, and maybe you're not yet a Christian. Think about the cup of cold water in light of eternity, and let's get our perspectives right. May God bless you, folks. Thank you for listening. See you, God willing, next time.